Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the Dump Trump movement, or rather, avalanche of Dump Trump movements. Because the amount of super PACs forming to keep the New York real estate developer from becoming the GOP nominee is beginning to outnumber broken March Madness brackets. Thanks, Gonzaga. A fight is being waged for the soul of the Republican Party, which is akin to a jurisdictional dispute over the poetry wing of the Federal Reserve. There's the Never Trump movement, the Anybody But Trump group, the I'd Rather Chew Leeches people, and a group called Not Even Somebody with a T, an R, a U, an M, or a P in their name. Ever. Rumor has it Tom Hanks is teaming up with Sally Field to create a super PAC called Forest Trump, whose motto is Don't Run, Forest, Don't Run. And each frantic group has separate and diverse concerns. The elites are wary of any candidate not beholden to them. Besides, when discussing their raison d'etre of tax cuts, Trump has been all over the map. All over a lot of maps. Not necessarily English-speaking maps, but very few in Spanish. Multiple special interest groups worry he's damaging the GOP brand. Marco Rubio, speaking of Trump's refusal to denounce David Duke, said there's no room in the Republican Party for racists. Wow, obviously there's a lot of them. Who knew all the slots were full? Must be an affirmative action program. Go to Mitch McConnell's office, take a number, wait your turn. Other groups are opposed to the fact that he's a bloated oaf. Didn't really help when Mitt Romney gave a sanctimonious speech patiently explaining why the troops should fall in line and listen to a loser like him. It was like a wolf lecturing sheep. What these desperate party leaders fail to realize is that Trump supporters are like venomous ticks. The harder you pull at them, the tighter they dig in. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.